tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. Another week has gone by. Can you believe it? In a few short weeks where I live, it will officially be autumn season. My, how this year has flown by. I hope all of you have had a great week. Today, the message is called, The Physician Will See You Now. Before we get started on the message, let's all bow our head for an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking each of us up today. Thank you for joining us all here together today to fellowship, to worship, honor, and praise you, to get a better understanding of your word and what it means to each of us. Dear Heavenly Father, as we get into your message, I pray that each of the listeners' ears and heart would be softened to your message, and that whoever this message is for would receive it. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words I speak be what you would have me to say, and not of my own understanding, in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in the opening prayer. Let's get started, shall we? We all need healing in our life at one time or another. Most of the time we think of being sick or healing in terms of like going to see the family physician. They figure out what is wrong with you, and then they give you the right medicine to help you heal. But today, we are not going to be talking about that type of a physician. We are going to be talking about the great physician, the one, the I am. As you drive around, you see signs of blue and white with a big H on them. This indicates that there's a hospital nearby. If we are in trouble or sick, we know that we can get help at these places. But did you know that the church is also a hospital? When you see a building with a cross on it, that too is a sign that that building is also for helping people. Both of the hospitals and the churches have that one thing in common. They are both there to help sick people get well again, to heal the broken. Today we are going to be talking about the church as the hospital and Christ Jesus as our great physician. We are all sinners and have fallen short of God's glory, but churches should be seen as the hospital, a rehab clinic, a place of refuge. In Mark 2:13-17, the Bible says, Once again Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinner and the tax collector, they asked his disciples, Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? And upon hearing this, Jesus said, It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. In other words, if they're not sick, why do they need the physician? Jesus associates sickness to sinners and health to righteousness. Sin destroys our healthy relationships, just as disease destroys our bodies. Jesus sought after the sinners to heal and to save them. They are the ones needing help. Healthy people do not typically seek a doctor. Do you see the difference in why Jesus decided to eat with the tax collectors and the sinners? There are many stories in the Bible of Jesus healing different ones. Jesus entered in the midst of all circumstances back then, and he still does today. I want to share a few of these stories with you. In Luke 17:12 through 19, the Bible talks about healing the lepers. Back in those days, lepers were considered unclean, and no one wanted anything to do with them. No one wanted to touch them. But not Jesus. He was going to a village, and 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance, and they called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And the men went, and they were cleaned. They were healed. In Matthew 9:35, the Bible says, Jesus went to every town and village. He taught in their meeting places, and he preached the good news about God's kingdom. Jesus also healed every kind of disease and sickness. And another such story is of the crippled man being healed. I'm sure all of you are familiar with that one. Jesus was living in Capernaum and teaching the people there, and on one occasion, the people gathered in such large numbers that there were no room left on the inside, not even just outside the door. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man but could not get inside. So they made an opening in the roof above Jesus and lowered the man down. Jesus saw their faith and said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven. Now get up and walk." And the man did so. And there are plenty more stories just as these about, for example, healing the blind man named Bartimaeus, bringing a child back from the dead, the healing of a deaf mute, feeding the multitudes with only a few loaves of bread and several fish. Jesus didn't care from what side of the tracks that you came from. He entered the presence of all sides of the tracks. Jesus met everyone right where they were and dealt with their needs. And he does it today. He meets you wherever you are in your life. Jesus was close to the downtrodden, the widows, the orphans, the poor. In Matthew 25, 35 and 6 and 40, the Bible tells us, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." These verses, friends, show how deeply Jesus loves the human race. Friends, God created us in His image, and therefore we are to follow His example. God tells us that the Lord is one. Thou shalt love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first commandment. And the second commandment is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Friends, we're called to be like Jesus. We're called to go out. Then the church should be a place where all who can come, without judgment, to find healing. As Jesus said in the scripture verse that I read earlier, sinners are welcome. We are all sinners. We have all made mistakes and fallen short of the glory of God. It's not just the healthy that need a doctor, it's the sick, which is associated with the unsaved sinners, the lost souls that need our help. So, when a drug addict a woman of the streets, a person who's dressed in rags, a hungry person, a thief, someone who has been in prison, anyone considered to be the least of these. Come to your church. We, the body of believers, are not to turn away from them, but instead to welcome them with open arms, without judgment, as the verse says, feed them, clothe them, show them God's love, grace, and mercy. Help direct them into a personal relationship with God. Be the light, the shining example. Be the kind of person who is so filled with God and His goodness that these lost souls want what you have with God. The Bible talks about three types of healing. Healing is such a big part of the Bible that if you were to leave out any part of that, then you would be ignoring a significantly large portion of Jesus' life and His works. Many times, these three types of healing are interconnected with one another. And so, we're going to be talking about that for the next few minutes. One kind of healing opens the door to another type of healing. For example, spiritual healing leads to emotional healing. And sometimes physical healing may lead to spiritual healing. Man was created in the image of God. And man has three parts. He has a body, a soul, and a spirit. These three parts of the body will become sick and in need of healing in some way at one point or another in your life. The first type of healing we're going to talk about is the spiritual healing. Spiritual healing is when this part of the human body gets sick from the effects of the sin in our lives. Sin, simplified, is anything that does not meet God's approval. And this can cause spiritual death. Friends, it's serious business. It's not something to joke about or to put off for another day. We need to be taking care of these things in the present, now. We see this type of death and evil everywhere in the world these days. Everywhere. And you do not have to go far from home to see it. Spiritual healing is the renewal and restoration of the human spirit. This is where the term being born again comes in. This spiritual healing comes when a person asking, accepting, receiving forgiveness from God. Repent of their prior ways of life, their former ways of life. Accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Believing, without a shadow of a doubt, that He died on the cross for you and I. Jesus was the bridge for us to be reunited with God. God sacrificed His only Son for this relationship with you and I. But even the believers are not home free. Forgiveness is something that needs to be maintained on a regular basis. It's like maintaining your car by changing the oil, having a tune-up done on it, buying new tires for it once a year. If you do this for your car, then your car will last longer and won't break down as often. And it's the same way with us humans. If we keep our spirit maintained by seeking God's forgiveness on a regular basis, then we will have a better chance to remain spiritually healthy. But if we don't do this, then just like anything else that is not maintained, it will begin to fall apart. The second type of healing is emotional healing. Emotional healing comes when you no longer have an emotional reaction to the sins that either you have committed or the sins that someone else has committed against you. When we sin, we feel guilty. We were created with a conscience. Guilt is an emotional reaction. When someone else sins against us, we feel all kinds of different emotions, such as anger, shame, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, and those are just to name a few things. Emotional healing comes when you no longer, now listen to me carefully, emotional healing comes when you no longer react with these emotions, when you think about or remember something that either you have done or that someone else has done to you. Let me say that again. Emotional healing comes when you no longer react with those same emotions that you did before, either to something that you did or that someone else did to you. The third type of healing, let me go back for just a moment. I'm going to use an example from my life when we're talking about emotional healing. And I'm not going to say who this person was, but someone very close to me in my family. For a long time, I held unforgiveness in my heart for that person. And I couldn't move beyond what had happened to me, or what I had perceived happened to me. And I did feel guilty, you know, for feeling those thoughts, particularly who it was that I felt these thoughts about. And I wrestled with my emotions. It was hard. But there came a time in my life when I realized that this person's not getting any younger and neither am I. And I asked myself the question, if this person would die tomorrow, could I look myself in the mirror? And the answer was no. And I knew that I had to get serious. And I needed God in a big way, because the only way that this forgiveness was going to happen was by the grace of God. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed some more over it for the better part of a year. And one day, I heard the Lord give me an instruction. And I did what the Lord told me to do. And folks, I can't tell you the relief that came from forgiving, from releasing the bondage of emotional hurts that have been long buried for the better 45 years of my life. I'm a little older now, but friends, that burden, that weight of that old wound that had festered in my body, that had festered in my mind for all those years. In the blink of an eye, was gone. I forgave that person. Friends, don't be like me. Don't wait that long to seek emotional healing. It's a terrible, terrible burden. And it will torment you more than you could possibly know until you make that right with God, and until you make that right with the individual in your life that you felt this way about. And so I just wanted to say that about emotional healing. You know, I've been there. I've done that. I've had physical, spiritual, and emotional wounds. But let me tell you, folks, there is hope in Jesus. If it wasn't for what God did, for what Jesus did on the cross for me and for you, we wouldn't be having this conversation today. So let me move on. The third type of healing is physical healing. Yes, God created us with all these intricate and unique parts. And in the Bible, He says, He is the Lord that heals us. No one, not one of us, can heal us like He can. Even the doctors are sometimes surprised by the healing of different people. They can't explain or take credit for something like a terminal illness that reverses seemingly on its own and overnight. But friends, you know, God says that we too have the power to do all that He does. We too can heal people if only we believe. By laying hands on the sick and declaring and believing that the healing is coming. Isn't that incredible? For those that believe and follow God's commandments, loving Him with all of our body, soul, and spirit, all of our being, following His example of living, we too can do such miracles of healing. That blows my mind. That amazes me. God is so good. God is so great. Ask, pray, seek, and the door will be opened. And what you seek will come to pass if it's in with God's will for your life. That is pretty fantastic. And upon that note, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. And when we return, we're going to talk about how these three types of healing are connected. So I hope each and every one of you will stay tuned in for the second half of this message.
it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one the enemy is whisper lies and led them off as slaves. Victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward sons, and by your spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call of God, now breathe, oh breath of God, breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe, breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe, oh breath of God, breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive.
Your name is victory. resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. If you missed the first half of today's message, then at the end of today's message, there will be a podcast uploaded to the Shaziz page under the Hope Show Returns banner. There you can listen to the whole thing at your convenience or share it with a friend. Before the break, we were talking about the three types of healing in the Bible. spiritual, emotional, and physical. We are made up of three main parts of the body: spirit, soul, and body. When any one or all of them are wounded, we become sick. Whether it be spiritually sick, emotionally, or physically sick. And now we're going to talk about how these three are interconnected. Any one or all of these might be connected at one time. It's not always the case, but in many instances we do see this happening. Perhaps once something physical is healed, after an emotional wound has been dealt with. And that's kind of what I was talking about, I guess, before the break, about my own experience. I had to get help for and get the emotional side of things fixed before I could work on the physical part of it. So, how can, you know, I mean, for example, a person who's bitter and angry at something or someone, they will find it much harder to trust and believe that God will heal them. I mean, after all, how can you believe that our loving Father will heal you if you have trust issues from everyone else who has wounded you? Many times it is the case that spiritual healing comes after emotional healing. It is a fact that we are not released from the torment of emotional, from being emotionally wounded until we first get things right with God. It's difficult to ask forgiveness of God if you haven't forgiven those that have wronged you. I am a living testimony to that. So as you can see, these three types of healing are generally connected to one another in some way or the other. And understanding these things will lead to a greater understanding of how to help someone. When we are sick, we go to the doctor expecting to receive adequate care, being properly diagnosed, and sent home with some type of treatment that will make us feel better. And yet so many people ignore their spiritual and emotional health. Many of us seem to be content to walk around just as we are, ignoring the real issues at hand. The doctors in the medical field can only do so much. But we need a different type of physician to cure our innermost problems. Medicine can cover up a multitude of things, but it cannot cover up or heal the real underlying cause, which is the disease of sin in our lives. Only the great, the I Am, the one and only great physician, can help us with these problems. The doctors in the medical field cannot give you some medicine that will cure a desire for pornography, the desire to commit adultery, the choice to have an abortion, to idolize money and false gods. Modern medicine can't cure hatred, racism, injustice. That is why we all need God so much. He is the ultimate healer, and He cares for each of us. He loves us. It doesn't matter what you have done in the past. God still loves you. It's not too late to ask God's forgiveness and to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. It's never too late to repent and to get right with God. It doesn't matter if you're 20 years old or if you're 60 years old or even beyond that. God is waiting for you. God sacrificed His Son for you on the cross so that you could spend eternity with Him in heaven. The choice is yours. God created us with free will. But no matter how far you've strayed away from God, it is never too late to turn around, to turn your life around, to get right with God. He's waiting for you. God created each and every one of us. He's waiting for you. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1:5, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. And in Psalm 139:16, the Bible says, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in the book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Friends, I know I've said it, but I want to emphasize, God created each one of us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows before we do what we are about to do. He knows our mind, our thoughts. He knows our heart. There is no hiding anything from God. Just as an inventor knows everything there is to know about the thing he invented, so God knows everything about us. Do you believe that the medical doctors know that much about us? When you think of it in this way, it's incredible that the doctors can do what they do. Because they are limited to the knowledge that they receive from going to school for their occupation and by what they experience hands-on. But God has no limits. God created us, so who better to seek for all of our needs and our healing? Who else knows so much about us and our inner workings? No one. Friends, if you don't have a relationship with God, I strongly urge you to seek one out. Whether it's from your Bible at home, or listening to a televangelist, or finding a church that you can call home, God is waiting for you. He loves you. He is ready to forgive you and to heal every wounded part of you. What are you waiting for? There is no greater love than the love of the Lord for His children. God will not fail you. He will not further wound you. He will not forsake you. He will not stop loving you. He will not abandon you. Humans are flawed, and humans sin. Humans, whether intentionally or unintentionally, do hurt other people sometimes. Your friends, siblings, co-workers, spouse, parents are all only human, just as we are. Perhaps one or more of them have let you down, and it's hard for you to trust anyone or to ask for help from anyone. Perhaps the longer you wait, the more time that goes by, the deeper the wounds become and the farther away you get from God and believing that there is a God or that He can truly heal you from the inside out. Only God can make you completely whole again. God is the very best thing I asked to come into my life. You can't imagine how much better I've been and you will be, and how much better you will feel for allowing and accepting, asking God to come into your life, for Jesus to come into your life, and to live the life as God made us to do. You will wonder afterwards why it took you so long to ask God to come into your life and take the reins. Be the captain of your ship. Friends, there's no greater feeling than the love of God and knowing that no matter what happens in your life, that if you have God on your side, you can make it through anything. You too can experience true healing. All the three types of the healing, spiritual, body, and soul. Wouldn't you like to experience that today and the rest of the days of your life? Just as at the hospital, we don't go there to be judged by appearance or lifestyle. We go there to get the help we need so that we can resume our lives. It's the same way with the church hospital. We should not be judged when we walk through those doors by our outward appearance, by the way we talk, by the way we are dressed, that we don't carry a Bible. Every one of us have sinned. Every one of us have came from a place different than where we are at now. Every one of us were given a chance to grow at some point in whatever walk of life we were leading, whether believer or non-believer. And at some point in all of our lives, there was someone that God put on our path who planted the seed and whom shone their light upon us and guided us in the direction that we should go. Someone, or maybe several someones, God put on our path and they took us under their wing. And that is what all of us are called to do. Not judge, but take someone under our wing. Show love and kindness. Mentor to the lost. Show them that they have hope in Jesus. There's a lot of lost souls in this world, friends. A lot of wounded and hurting people. A lot of people who have fell through the cracks of society. A lot of people that seem unlovable and unworthy. A lot of people that have trust issues. A lot of people who feel unworthy and unloved. A lot of people that are so confused that they don't know which way to turn. They don't know up from down. A lot of people who seem to be a lost cause. But friends, I'm here to tell you that there is not one person, not one soul in this world that is a lost cause, that is beyond repair, too unlovable for God. God didn't make any trash. He made beauty from ashes. If any of you out there need healing, and this message has spoke to you, don't delay. If you don't have a Bible, find one. Start reading, studying, and praying. Ask God's forgiveness and ask Him to enter into your life. This is the first step to getting help. The first step is admitting that there is a problem. And from there, seeking the right one to go to help. The only one, our Heavenly Father, who can truly, truly, truly help you heal from the inside out. Don't turn to all those false gods in this world for your help and healing. Satan is at work in those places. You will not find what you truly need there among the false gods. Satan can tempt and make everything sound so pretty and so good. But he is a liar. And he will only lead you further and further down the wrong road. further away from the one true physician you need to help make you feel better. There is only one God. There is only one physician. And I pray that you will choose Him above all others. Let's bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, healer of all diseases and our great physician, we believe nothing is impossible for your hands of healing. In your heart is such love, grace, mercy, and compassion for your children. With your mighty hand, you have healed the sick and raised the dead. There is no disease that you cannot heal. And we know that that healing begins with our step of faith in you. You gave us life and the gift of joy. You sacrificed so much, your Son on the cross. For each of us, He paid our debts in full with the shedding of His blood, with the stripes on His back, so that we can experience forgiveness and hope, eternal life with You. Today I pray that each one out there listening will have their minds and their hearts softened and open to believing in Your infinite power and possibility. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Friends, thank you for joining me here on The Hope Show Returns today. You know, God's timing is always perfect. I don't know what's going on in all of your lives out there. Only God knows that. But I can tell you from experience that just when you think it's all over, God shows up in His perfect timing, and His timing is always perfect. And through me, I know God has spoken to many of you today. The presence of the Lord has been incredibly strong here today, here with all of us. The world wants to take God out of the picture, wants to tell you that there is no God. But He is alive and well. God is not dead. God is very real. Just because you can't see Him in the physical does not mean that He doesn't exist or that He is not working in your life, turning all things around for your good right now as we speak. Friends, you know, we believe and put our faith in all kinds of things every day. For example, we believe that when we get into our cars to go to work, that we will not have a breakdown on the road. We believe that when we sit down, that the chair under us will hold up. Why do we find it so hard to believe in a God? Our God, not just any God. Our God, our Heavenly Father. Friends, He has the final say in everything in our life. I choose God over all things. I believe, I have complete trust and faith. I have seen where some of you are at today. I've been there myself. But God transformed me, and He can and will transform you. You just have to be willing to turn it all over to the potter and let Him mold the clay, which is us, into what He intended for our lives. Folks, if you're not living for God, if you're not seeking him, and you're believing the lies of Satan, what a terrible shame. Because before we were born, God had a purpose for our life. And he had blessings and prosperity and abundance and a long life to live for each of us. And right now, those things are on a shelf collecting dust. And if you choose to not believe, gosh, I hate to hear that. My heart breaks for God, for you, because without God in your lives, those things will continue to remain on the shelf, and you will never receive your full potential, your purpose, your blessings and favor. What a shame that they would just sit on a shelf and collect cobwebs. Just something to think about, folks. Once again, I want to thank you for joining the Hope Show Returns. God bless each and every one of you until next Saturday, same time, same place. My husband will be taking over for me next Saturday. Shaziz will be here, as I will be taking some much-needed time off to go to a women's retreat for 2 days. I am expecting great things to happen in my life during that time, during those 2 days. And when I come back the following week, I will be fully restored, my mind renewed and fresh, and I will have many things to share with you. And so have a great week, and I love each and every one of you. God bless.
And beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away. To find someone you never thought you'd be. Oh, but I can still recognize the one I love in your tear-stained eyes. I know you might not see it now, so lift your eyes to me. When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too I paid, and there's nothing you could ever do to lose what grace has won. So hold on, it's not the end. No, this is where love's work begins. I'm making all things new, and I will make a miracle of you. When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing.
I see my child, my beloved, the new creation. You're becoming, you see the scars from when you fail, but I see the stories they will tell. You see worthless, but I see priceless. You see pain, but I see a purpose. You see unworthy, undeserving, but I see you through eyes of mercy.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. You're not too far gone.
You're one step away from home. When you see nothing but damaged goods, I see something good in the making. I'm not finished yet, no. When you see wounded, I see mending. Oh, I see mending. Oh, I see mending. I'm not finished yet. When you see wounded, I see mending. Trust him more.
Trust.